about this morning, about being restored. Because God restores. He's a God of restoration. We may go through hard times, we may go through storms, but all in all, put your trust in God, because He is a God of restoration. And I was looking now, I have got a natural family and I've got a church family, and they're equally both as important to me as ever. We have been through some battering. Both my natural family and my church family, we have been through the storms. We've really gone through, you know, to the extent where sometimes I've actually thought, wow, where are you, my God? You know, I've always said, in all things, trust in God. It's one of my favorite verses, you know, in all things, trust God. Because He will bring you through, no matter what. And we've been through grief. We've been through a lot. And recently, I mean, we're still grieving. We still have our ups and downs. So don't get me wrong. You know, it's not all there. But one thing I know, and it's something the Holy Spirit put on my heart, because in the last few months, I do come into church and I worship, and I don't feel completely let free. And in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks actually, because I wasn't here 2 weeks ago, and I actually felt completely calm and still. And once again, I felt like, yes, Lord, You are with me. And up until last week, I wasn't even sure what I was going to talk about. And as we were worshiping, you know, it's like God brings you through the storm. He is Lord of Lords when in that storm. And it just settled in my heart that God restores no matter what. You know, so I'd like to tell you a little story about, obviously you had Job in the Bible. Now, we talk about Job. Job went through a lot. Now, remember, Job was a rich man. He was powerful. He had lots of family. He had cattle. Now, in those days, you had stuff. Job had it all. He walks in and people stop and watch. He speaks and people listen. Job had it all. Job knew how to worship God. It didn't matter what happened to him. Job knew how to worship God. The devil thought, you know what? Job only loves You, Lord, because You've given him so much, because You've blessed him. And sometimes it's true. We only love God because of what we've got. But in those times, let's just remember Job, because we can lose it. And if we lose it, are we going to still love God? That is the challenge. Are we going to still love God when we've lost it all? Now, yes, God said to the devil, do what you like with him, but just do not touch him. So you can, he killed his children. He lost his wealth. He went through a lot. But Job never turned his back on God. Yes, he questioned him. We've questioned, I mean, in my time of grief, I've turned around and said, God, why? We question why. Why do we have to go through this? But the Bible says we are victorious. How can we be victorious if we're not going to go through a war? You have to go through a war for you to come through, for you to know that, yes, you are truly victorious. Because if we always have it, if we're always blessed, if we didn't have to fight for anything, how do we know we're victorious? Just because we've got the money or the happiness or the peace, does that make us victorious? We had to fight to come through to make us victorious. Okay, so God restored Job with everything. all his riches, his children, you know, he restored him twice more than what he started off with. And now we keep thinking, who do we get counsel from? Please, please, please. I know we've been well trained in this house, but make sure you receive counsel from the right people. Because even with Job, his closest friends, who knew what he had been through? Yeah, his closest, I don't know if many of you know the story, but if you read about Job, it's a long story. He had three very good friends who came to advise him. And you'd have thought they would all be with him like, come on, let's just keep trusting God, you know. But believe it or not, they were saying a bit more untoward towards God. Like, you know, just denounce God. Look, you've lost this. Why are you still worshiping it? You know, let's just forget about him. Maybe there's something you've done wrong. That's why he's punishing you. But even through all that, Job still thought, no. If anything at all, God the Almighty, who is good, he knows best. So Job stood on his word. He questioned him, but he stood on it. Job even thought, why have you forsaken me? You know, why have you forsaken me? But in the end, the three friends, I mean, it took a young man, younger than his three friends, to give good counsel. And he rebuked the three. He said, listen, I don't hear any of you standing firm for God. Who is speaking for God? I don't hear any of you. So even though he was a young man, he had wisdom. And when God restored Job, he sent the three back to Job for Job to pray for them and ask for forgiveness. And as you know, God is a forgiving God. And he did. He did forgive them, you know. Now the thief does come to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. But Jesus says he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. You know, so we have what God has given. We know that we have life and we know that we have it abundantly. We should never doubt that. Now, the devil has stolen what God intended for us. We have wound up with nothing. We have wound up with fear, which Pastor Paul was talking about last week as well. We've wound up with hatred. We hate things. We hate people. You know, that is not what God, you know, we have strife, bitterness, jealousy. These are not of God. You know, the sickness, disease. These are not of God. I know sometimes people turn around and they think, oh, you know, well, maybe it's God's will. It's never God's will. It's never God's will to be ill. It's never God's will not to have. It's never God's will. But the devil tries to pervert your thought and tries to turn it around and makes you think, well, you love God so much, why are you in this state? God will never allow anything to come your way if he knows you cannot face it. So whatever God permits the devil, because we've got to remember the devil is of this world, whatever is permitted to come your way, you can overcome. You can be victorious because that is how God built us. We are victorious. It may not seem that at the time, but we are victorious. Okay, now, when God restored Job's fortune and he gave him double, Job could only continue to praise God because that's what he was anyway, you know. Now, we have the fruits of the Spirit. You know, it says in Galatians, we have kindness, peace, love. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Those are what align us with God. So that is good. God is love. God is love. And we should never, ever forget that, that God is love. Now, God wants us to put all our brokenness on him. You know, he wants us to put all our brokenness on him. Now, we have been broken. I mean, like I said, we've gone through the battles, you know, in my family. And you sit there and this week I had a very tough week. And I still remember my brother passed away to me. It's just recently. Well, it's very recent, actually. And I thought, I'm the sort of person that there's got to be time frames. I've got to be okay within 2 months. Why should I still be, you know, I've got to put a time on things. It's like, right, I can see there's an end. I work towards that. Unfortunately, grief doesn't do that. And it really shakes me because I'm not used to the unknown per se. I'm not used to that. And this week, I was thinking, I'm feeling very strong. You know, I can go through days. I talk about him. I laugh. You know, I remember him. And we have a blood issue. So my brother and I, we're very close. So we go to hospital frequently. And till this day, I haven't been able to go to the same treatment room because I just can't. And this week I thought, you know what, I've had good weeks, I've had a couple of good weeks. You know, it's been great. I feel stronger, so I'm going to take that step and I'm going to go. So for the first time I actually went to the hospital on my own, which I thought, great, you know, great improvement for me. <You know. laughs> Thank you. And I thought, wow, I've done it. You know, so the next step was getting to the floor, and I got a nurse to one of the counselors. She came to meet me on the ground floor, walked up with me. And as we started getting up, I started getting anxious and everything. And it was quite upsetting. So I said to the lady, I said, can we go around the block? Because I've just realized I'm not as strong as I thought. And I got to the doorway, and it felt as if I had only just heard the news again of my brother passing. You know, it just hit me like a ton. And from nowhere, because here's me thinking I can do it. And I, once I had calmed myself down, I walked out. Yes, I couldn't do it, but I just felt God saying to me, I restore. Don't rush it. Don't rush it. God still restores. And I just felt, you know, okay, I couldn't do it this time, but I know I'm much stronger. And why am I much stronger? Because I have put my trust in God. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things. The foundation of being a Christian is your trust in God. Is holding that faith. Yes, you can't see him, but you know. It's like you know and you know and you know that once you have God with you, all things are possible. Nothing can stand in your way. So, yes, I had an awful week, you know. I had to book myself back in again to go into a separate room, which is fine. However, I never... In the beginning, when I heard my brother was dead, yes, I did question God sometimes. There were times where I questioned him. I said, why? He's fought stronger battles. Why take him away now? You know, why didn't you let me see him? Why? You know, there was all the whys. But we don't know God's plans. All things work for good. We don't know God's plan. And we should understand and we should know that whatever God has planned, however bad it seems to us, there is a reasoning. And that reasoning will glorify him. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may be in 5, 10 years' time. You don't know. But whatever it is, it will glorify God. Never forget that. Whatever it is, it will glorify God. You know, so I sit there now and I look and I think, okay, yeah, things have happened, but I will not question that. Okay. We look at Psalm 23. Now, a lot of the time, sometimes we think, oh, okay, is the Bible relevant? But the Bible is very relevant. Sometimes we read things and we just read over it. We don't actually soak it in. But I tell you, you read Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? He looks after his flock. So God surely looks after us. We are his flock. He looks after us. He guides us through pastures green, which means that there are pastures around, but he will guide us through different routes. And the best way, he restores our soul. Yeah, so when you read a verse, just hear that he will restore my soul. God restores our soul, you know. And let's turn to 1 Peter 5:10. When I was reading this, because I was looking about what is restoration, is bringing back, restoration is bringing back the beauty of what is broken. Yes, it's bringing back the beauty of what is broken. So there's something that was good. Are they coming in or going? There's something that was good, but it's been destroyed, it's been broken, but it has now been restored to its former beauty. And that is what restoration is. So however you are feeling, God will bring you back into that beauty. Now I say we look at 1 Peter 5 verse 10. It says, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So after you have suffered, the God of all grace, so God of grace will bring you back. Okay, the God of grace will bring you back after you have suffered. Yeah, he's graceful. He is peace. Last week, Pastor Paul was talking about fear. He was talking about how we need to trust in God's love. Yeah? And I was saying how that is one of my favorite verses, as in trusting in the Lord with all your strength. So we go through times where you just think, hold on, can I do this or can I not? But like I always say to my kids whenever we're chatting, I said, okay, talk to me, tell me whatever's going through. We talk, and then at the end of it, the basis of it, I said, fine, guys, no matter what the situation, we will come out because we trust in God. What the Bible says is true. The Bible is very true and is very relevant today. The Bible is very relevant today. I know some people might think, oh no, it's not relevant at all. But believe you me, the Bible is very, very relevant. If you look through, because I read different things. I like reading. I don't necessarily keep verses in my mind, but whatever the Bible says, whenever you have a situation in your life, whether it's about grief, whether it's about illness, whatever it is, there is a scripture that deals with that. Find that scripture. Find that scripture and meditate on that. Meditate on that scripture, because that is the scripture that you will need to bring you through. I remember I went through a period in my life where it was very tough, you know. And these are words that Pastor Paul had said to us about meditating on some scriptures. And so I found I had some post-it stickers. And I went through the Bible and I picked just a couple. Trusting the Lord was one of mine. And I stuck it on my steering wheel. It was in my kitchen. It was, so basically wherever I went, when there was a mirror, I had stuck it on there. Wherever I went, I had stuck a couple of verses. And I read those verses over and over again. And I remember my brother saying to me, "Why have you got this in your car?" And I said, "Because I need it to settle in my heart. I don't want someone telling me and me thinking, oh yeah, I know that." Do you really know it? Do you really know it? When push comes to shove, when the storms are there, when the storm is in your life, when you're sailing through it, who or what do you turn to? Because that is when you need to turn to the scriptures. That is when you need to turn to what God says. What does God say about me? Is God going to bring me through this? Or is he just going to leave me here? Is his face going to shine on me? 100% of the time, it's always yes. God's face shines on you. God will bring you through the troubles, the trials, the tribulation. Whatever you are going through, God will bring you through it. Because he knows that that is not the place for you. He knows that is not the place for you. We go through certain situations where we think, hold on, this is not what God has called me for. But then it's actually what God has called you for. But then you find it's too difficult to get there. So we want to take the easy way out. Yes, he will knock you around because it's like, well, no, that's not the easy way around. You've got to go to the right way. And then you think, oh, but I am so broken. Yes, you may be broken, but God will restore you back. He will never, ever leave you. That is one thing. God will never, ever leave you or forsake you in your deepest, darkest moments. He will never leave you there. And I speak from experience. I speak from going through it myself. Because, yes, I have been through stuff. I've been through situations. And God's never left me. God's never left me. Even in my dullest place of financial brokenness, God has never left me. My boys used to say to me, How do you know that this will happen? How do you know that we will get this? How do you know? It's like, because it's in the Bible. God says. And if God says, I will hold on to. Now, it's not something that you think, you hope. You have to get it in your heart. It has to be in your inner person where you know. It's like, you know, when you sit in your car and you turn the engine on, it will come on. You know, when you get home and you switch the light on, the light will come on. It's that sort of knowing. It's that sort of acceptance that God will bring me through no matter what. God will restore me no matter how broken I am. And we should never, ever forget that. God is a good God. He's a graceful God. He is a faithful God. What God has said he will do, he will do. God's time is not our time. God's time is not our time. We like to rush God. I need it today, God. And God says, no, no, you don't actually need it today. You need it in 2 years' time. But you can't wait for 2 years because you're looking at now. But God's time is not our time. So if something you are looking for, something you are hoping for, if it doesn't happen, please do not give up, because he will get you there. Do not give up. It's your heart's desire. God will grant you your heart's desire. He is faithful and just to do what he said he will do. You know, let's give ourselves him, because he's got the credentials. He's got the credentials. He picked a dead person up and he rose. Laid hands on the sick and they were healed. You know, you go fishing and you pick a gold coin out of a fish. I mean, come on. He has got the credentials. No one else has, but God has the credentials. Whatever he says he will get us through, he will get us through. We should not fret. We should not fear. Fear is not a good thing. Whenever you get to a position where you think, I'm afraid, step back and look to him. Step back and look to him, because he will wash away the... You know, when you sit there and you just think, okay, Lord, in your hands, you know, and you just let it all go to him. You just let it all go to him. As you sit there, you actually find a calmness. You find a peace that settles you. Once that peace falls on you, you may not understand what you need to do next, but that peace falls on you, and you know that. You know what? It's okay. It's all good. You know, like Owen said earlier, that praise and worship is one of the highest points of prayer. When I'm down and I can't pray, you know, I keep calling a few people, like, you know what? I am at my lowest. I cannot pray. I just can't pray, because whatever I'm praying, it does not, my head does not align with it. And in those times, I just put worship music on. I just put worship music on, whether it's at home, whether it's in the car, and I just worship. And you find the mood starts to lift. And so I start worshiping and I start singing. And I don't feel like doing it, but I do it anyway. Because, you know, you just listen to that worship music. And then you think, actually, yeah, God is here with me. And then you start to get that sense of peace again in your heart. Whenever you cannot pray, please don't think that prayer is the only thing that gives you that connection, because it's not. Praise and worship can equally give you that connection. When you get to that place of praise and worship and you get there, it will turn your prayer into prayer. You know, thank him for the littlest of things. We take a lot for granted. We take a lot of things in our lives for granted. We take it for granted that we will wake up in the morning. We take it for granted that we'll walk out, we get home, we'll get food. It's things that happen normally, so we take it for granted. Those are the littlest of things that you can thank God for. You know, without even realizing. But those are the things we can thank God for. So today, as we all sit here, I do know that we've all got our issues, whether it's grief, whether it's finance, whether it's illness, whatever it is, we've all got our issues. But please, please, please take into account Job. Just remember Job. Just remember how bad things were for him. And I can assure you, none of us have probably gone through anything that bad. None of us have gone through anything. I've lost one close brother, and I'm still in bits. Can you imagine if I lost my son? If I lost my mom? If I lost another sister? I mean, just think about it. I've lost one, and I can't cope. I am so broken. And yet Job lost everything. 7 kids he lost. He never, ever gave up on God. And God did restore him. So it doesn't matter where you are in your life. It doesn't matter what you need right now. Go back to the Bible. Look for what it is. Meditate on it. But in all this, just remember, God is a God of restoration. He's a God of love. He's a God of peace. He will restore you. He will get you through the storms. When the storms are there, God is the one who will sail us through. So never, ever give up. Never give up. Your dreams, hold on to your dreams. Hold on to your dreams because they will come to pass. It may not come, it may not be as soon as we want it to be. It may not come as quick as we want it to be. But be sure and know that they will come to pass. Your dreams, they will come to pass. Why? Because God's with you. If he's planted it in your heart as your desire, it will come to pass. Not in the time you think, maybe, but it will come to pass. Always put your trust in him. He will never, ever leave you or forsake you. God is a good God. He's a God of love. Let's love each other. Let's love each other and let us know that God is in control at all times. God is in control at all times. And when things are looking really bad, that's when you know God is with you. I said at the moment that our family in church is also going through a battery. If things are all smooth, you seem to think, hey, we're just sailing through, that's fine. When you're going through a battery, it means the enemy knows that together you can cause havoc. You can cause havoc. We are here to reach out to the community. And if he can break us up without putting the unity in the house, then it means we cannot reach that community that we want to. So yes, we are going through a storm right now, but we know that God is with us. God's face shines on us. He will restore us. We are restored, you know. And through Christ, we can do all things. He's the one that strengthens us. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So let us go today and let's just remember, trust in God in everything you do. Trust in God and he will make your way clear. Thank you.